kitoko oyo ezali koleka na VOA Afrika.
To discuss what it calls new and dangerous developments after President Donald Trump proposed resettling Palestinians from the Gaza Strip and rebuilding it into the, quote, Riviera of the Middle East, end quote. It not only infuriated the Arab world, but stunned American allies and other global powers. Netanyahu called Trump's suggestion remarkable and the first good idea that he had heard. Egypt's foreign ministry says it's hosting the Arab League summit in Cairo, following talks at the highest level in Arab countries in recent days. I'm Donna Water.
Top Trump administration officials are openly questioning the judiciary's authority to serve as a check on executive power as a new president's sweeping agenda faces growing pushback from the courts. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Officials ranging from billionaire Elon Musk to Vice President J.D. Vance have criticized a federal judge's decision that blocks Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive personal data such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. The pushback comes as the administration's efforts to dismantle government agencies and eliminate large swaths of the federal workforce are being held up by the courts. Judges have also blocked Trump, at least temporarily, from moving forward with mass federal buyouts, from placing thousands of USAID workers on leave, and from implementing an executive order that seeks to end birthright citizenship for anyone born in the U.S. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The United Nations humanitarian chief says famine has been mostly averted in Gaza as a surge of aid enters the territory during a fragile ceasefire, but he warns the threat could return quickly if the truce collapses. Tom Fletcher spoke to the Associated Press Sunday after a visit to Gaza, which has seen hundreds of trucks arrive with humanitarian aid each day since the ceasefire began on January 19th. However, concerns are growing over whether the ceasefire can be extended and talks are meant to be again on its second phase. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the next U.S. government departments that Elon Musk will be starting to cut.
President Trump describes what Elon Musk is doing with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, as terrific and says the next departments he will focus on are education and defense.
We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse.
Trump also tells Fox News Channel's Bret Baier that's what the American people elected him to do, and that Musk is not getting anything out of it. The world's richest person has been criticized for avoiding public scrutiny and for a lack of transparency as DOGE attempts to make massive cuts, some blocked by the courts. I'm Julie Walker.
Sudan's army head Abdel Fattah el-Burhan said over the weekend he would form a technocratic wartime government, and military sources told Reuters Sunday that a new Sudanese government was expected to happen after the recapture of Khartoum is completed. VOA's Christina Menente reports.
The Sudanese army, long on the back foot in its war with the paramilitary rapid support forces, has in recent weeks regained ground in the capital, Khartoum.
We can call it a caretaker government, a wartime government. It's a government that will help us complete what remains of our military objectives, which is freeing Sudan from these rebels.
Burhan was addressing a meeting of army-aligned politicians in the army's stronghold of Port Sudan on Saturday. The war erupted in April 2023 over a dispute about the integration of the two forces after they worked together to oust civilians with whom they had shared power after the uprising that ousted autocrat Omar al-Bashir. The conflict has created one of the world's largest humanitarian crises, with the displacement of more than 12 million people and half the population facing hunger. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll announce on Monday that the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico, as well as other import duties later in the week. He also reaffirmed that he'll announce reciprocal tariffs probably Tuesday or Wednesday. That means the U.S. would impose import duties on products in cases where another country has levied duties on U.S. goods. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.